On News Radio 1350, KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with a bunch of folks from Pottawatomie County, and looking forward to chatting with all three of these gentlemen. We do have Pottawatomie County Commission Chair, Pat Waxelman. We also have Emergency Management Director, Chris Trudeau, who we've been hearing a little bit already this morning, and also Fire Supervisor, Jared Barnes, with us today. And I know we had mentioned Peter Clark earlier, I think a little bit under the weather. I noticed his voice seemed a little bit rough on some of the audio I heard from yesterday's meeting. But appreciate all three of you being here today. And I know, Pat, maybe just some highlights. I know these gentlemen have a lot to share with us today, but just some things that you want to kind of share with the audience.
Oh, we had a fairly lengthy meeting yesterday and met with a couple department heads, and we did take some bids on our asphalt project. I think you've mentioned that this morning.
And you actually won't vote on that until probably next week.
Yeah, Peter's going to make a recommendation on, and it probably be with the low bid that we received. I think that was from Shillings, but kind of the way that looks on that end of the deal. So
lots of projects going on right now. We'll probably get back to you on some of those, because I know it just seems like a never-ending list of different things you're trying to accomplish, and we'll maybe get into that a bit later. I do want to remind the listeners, too, 537-1350, if you do have comments or questions for these gentlemen. Also toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And as I mentioned, I know we heard a lot from Chris Trudeau earlier today, and Jared, it is that time of year again when we start to worry about burning and that kind of thing, and I think you have some things to share with us. I know that you've had a little bit of a rough time, I think, the last few weeks, though. Luckily, nothing real significant, but it could have gotten pretty dicey.
Yeah, nothing real significant. The winds were high, the humidity was low, and we had a few fires, but the firefighters in Pottawatomie County did a great job. They got the fires under control quickly, and they weren't able to spread real fast. We do have the prescribed burning in Pottawatomie County, and some things that we require when you want to prescribe burn in our county is to have a burn permit. And burn permits are you can get those off our website. You can go to www.pottcounty.org, and you can get the online burn permit, fill it out, and we'll process it in the office. And that is required to burn in Pottawatomie County.
And what are some of the things you need to do? I've actually, I know my husband helped out a neighbor at one point, so I know there's a lot involved when you do plan one of these. And kind of go through that for our listeners again, as I know a lot of folks are preparing to do that.
Right. Like I mentioned before, first thing, get a burn permit. After that, you need to kind of plan on what day you're going to do it. Look at the weather, not just for the day you're planning on burning, but look at the weather for the next day and possibly even 2 days out. You can look at winds, humidity, things like that, because, the majority of the fires we had last year were blowouts from prescribed burns on previous days. And so, they need to check their perimeters after they burn and make sure that the burns are totally out. Another thing that they need to do is, before they burn, is call the sheriff's department and let them know that they're going to be burning. And they'll need to let them know their permit number, their name, birthday, location of the burn, what size of burn, and what they're going to be burning, whether it's going to be CRP or brome or what. And then also they need to let them know of any public roadway within 1,000 feet of their burn.
And obviously, sometimes things go awry and it doesn't go like planned. And what does happen when a fire gets out of control? Obviously, they need to report that to someone, I would think.
Absolutely. They need to call 911 immediately. As soon as they lose any control, they need to call so we can get our guys out there and get it back under control. They need to give their name and the location of the fire, a callback number, so that way dispatch can call them back if they need to. Communicate any known hazards. So if there's big holes out in their field or ravines or something, just communicate anything that could get the firefighters in trouble. And one thing is, don't leave the scene, because when we get there, we're going to need to speak with the landowners or the people doing the burn.
Now, what you know, we get the notifications. Why? How do you determine when you have a burn ban? There really is a science involved with it, I think.
There is. The big thing we look at is wind and humidity. You all look at the weather forecast for the day, and that's on an hourly basis. And so I can determine, based upon the forecast, what's going to happen that day. And usually I'll put the ban on for the full day because, you know, if you have something, a front coming through that's going to, you know, the wind's going to blow, and we don't want people already starting to burn. And so I'll put it on for the whole day. We also look at fog and very cloudy conditions. Also, if we have a lot of other out-of-control fires, I'll put a burn ban on because our resources are spent at that time and we don't want other people setting fires that, you know, we can't go and respond to if they get out of control.
Preparing your property, and we've gone through a little bit of that, but any other preparations we need to warn people about?
Well, one of the things that in Pottawatomie County that we do is if you prepare your property, in January, February, get your perimeters burned in or mowed down. Make sure that you've got your fire breaks in place. You know, we can come out on those days that we've put a ban on and look at your property and determine if it's still safe for you to burn if you have all those preparations in place.
And I guess there actually is an action guide that will give people some suggestions if you want to talk about that briefly, too.
Yeah. Chris Trudeau and I worked with Kansas State, the Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office, the Kansas Forest Service, and International Association of Fire Chiefs Ready, Set, Go. And there were some other fire departments involved in that as well. And we now have a Kansas Wildland Fire Action Guide. And, big thing with that is educating yourself and creating defensible spaces around your home and your property. So that way, if a wildland fire comes through, your property can be protected.
And Chris, you can enter in too, because I know the two of you work hand in hand. And anything else you're wanting to add? And I don't know, time frame wise, we think of April as kind of the season that we do a lot of this. Any restrictions? I know there for a while there were concerns about air quality and such. I don't know the latest on that.
Those concerns are ongoing and will be. We've taken a lot of action to try to lessen that. There's no burning of brush piles. It's only ag burning in the month of April. Things like that. It's going to continue to be a topic. It's one that Jared and I have lobbied hard to keep the burning going in Pottawatomie County and the Flint Hills.
What are some of the biggest mistakes people make? I mean, just, I don't know, Jared or Chris, either one. I mean, what do you really see when you go out there?
I think they look at a lot of wind, but they don't look at humidity. And humidity is the killer. I mean, if you get humidities below that 30%, your fires are going to double real quick. You get them down in the teens, and that fire is creating its own environment anyway. But there were times last year we'd be out and we'd see fire jumping out 50, 100 yards at a time. It's just that humidity is very, very important. People need to pay attention and get on that extended forecast. Don't rely on us to put burn bans out. Get on the computer, get on National Weather Service site. There's a just an enormous amount of information out there that you can plan your burns 2, 3, 4 days out.
You know, we heard, of course, of the horrible wildfires in southwest Kansas. Could something like that happen here? I mean, conceivably, Jared?
Yeah, I think they could, if the conditions were right. You know, one of the things we have going for us is we do burn in Pottawatomie County. And so with that annual burning, that does keep a lot of those fuels down. But still, I think it's conceivable that could happen, and we do everything we can to prevent it. And one of the big things is, we look at the weather and we put those burn bans on. And, Chris and I both agree the burning's got to happen, but, we've got to do it safely.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be a bad idea to go ahead and take a break. It is about 9:16. I know we want to get to severe weather and some other Pottawatomie County matters, but again, today we have with us Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, also Emergency Management Director Chris Trudeau, and Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Your
Your KMAN Morning Show has been brought to you by your locally owned Mary Maid.